We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Kenan, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Chatos mikan va'olam mikan ustuma v'emsa. In this case, a person has a chatos bird on one side, an ola bird on the other side, and right in the middle is a pair of birds. So you have four birds in front of him. Two in the middle are not designated. One eventually be a chatos, eventually be an ola. And then on one side, on his right side, let's see, he has a chatos, and the left side, he has an ola. Now, the two birds from the middle group, they flew to the side. Echad helach ve'echad helach. One flew to the right side. Let's say lechatos on the right side. So one of these middle undesignated birds flew to the right side where the chatos is. And echad helach, one flew to the left side where the ola is. And of course, we don't know which of the birds, which are the undesignated birds, which are the chatos and ola birds. Lo hifsid klum. Halach is that this person hasn't lost anything. You can bring all of them as karbanos, elo yomar, but the Mishnah tells you what needs to be done. The Kohen is going to bring the karbanos, these birds, says the following. Zesha halach eitzel chatos, chatos. I want to declare that the one that flew, the bird that flew over to the chatos side, and it doesn't have to be one chatos on the right and one olo on the left, it could be a multiple chatos on the right, multiple olos on the left, doesn't matter. The point is that he's saying that the bird that was undesignated, that went to the side where the chatos was, so I am going to bring that as a chatos, and he has the right to do that, because the one that was in the middle was not designated. He has the right to call whichever one of the two birds in the middle chatos, and the other one an ola. V'zeh shalach etzel olos ola. And the one that was undesignated in the middle, that flew to the left side where the ola was, that's going to be my ola. Chazra la'emtza, but now, to complicate matters, a bird from each of the sides now came back to the middle. So it could be that the one that's in the middle, meaning after the two birds from the middle, which were undesignated, went stumos, flew to each side, one flew to each side. So those are still stumos. The Kohen didn't bring anything yet. And now a bird from each side flew back to the middle. So that could be the stumos, that the same birds that started there came back. But it could be that a chatos flew to the middle. It could be that an ola flew to the middle. So the Mishnah here says, then ha'im soim yomusu. Then the one in the middle have to die. You have to leave them to die, which is what happens when the chatos and ola get mixed up. This is what we learned in all the way in the first parak. Why? Because you can't bring a chatos potentially as an ola, because the chatos bird, we remember, is supposed to be sprinkled on the lamala, michud hasikra, below the red line. And an ola is above the red line. So, and we don't know which of those birds is the chatos, which is an ola. So since that possibility exists, that those chatos and ola flew to the middle in the first case, where the middle birds flew to the sides. So we know exactly where a chatos and ola is. And the one that's an undesignated, so potentially those could be brought. Kohen makes that declaration. But if, in fact, each of the undesignated birds flew to each side, and now a bird from each side flew back to the middle, so those could be that could be the chatos and the ola originally. So we don't know. What do? They have to die. Elu yikruvu chatos, but the ones on the right side, those should be brought as chatos. Remember, this could be talking about multiple birds. It doesn't have to be that there's one bird on the right and one bird on the left. But the one on the right, that we know, can potentially be a chatos. Veilu kuvu olos. And the one on the left side should be brought as olos. So if there's one, it could be ola as well. Why is that so? Because either the birds that you're bringing are part of the stumos, the undesignated pair, or they're the real karbanos that were designated before. So the ones on the right side, we knew they're a chatos. So if you bring it as a chatos, either it was already designated as a chatos, or by now you are designated as a chatos. And the ones on the left, you can bring as olos. That's not a problem. So the ones in the middle, as Mishnah says, "Amtsan yamusu and elu," the ones on the right, "Yikruvu chatos ve'elu yikruvu olos chazar." So now, what about if a bird came back, or sheparach min ha'emsa letzdadin, or it flew from the middle to each of the sides? So now we're continuing. After they flew to the middle, they now go back to the side. So now Hari Kulun Yamuso. So now all of them have to die because it's possible that there's a mixture of chatos and olos now on either side, because the ones that flew into the middle, may have come from the sides, and now the ones in the middle flew back. So you don't know. Maybe the ones on the right side, there's an ola. You thought it was just chatos, now it's an ola. And on the left side, you thought they were olos. Maybe there's a chatos there. So therefore, all have to die. Now the Mishnah says something else. Mishnah says, "Ein mevin torin keneged bnei yonah, velo bnei yonah keneged torim." You can't bring torim. We translate as turtle doves, and the bnei yonah we translate as pigeons. So you can't bring. You can't bring one together with the other. You can't mix them. So if you have to bring a pair of birds, one is a chatas, one is an ola, you have to bring either two torim or two bnei yonah, ketzad. So ha'isha she'ivi chatasa tor va'olasa ben yonah. Tichbol the tavi olasa tor. Have a woman who brought a tor as a chatas and as the ola ben yonah. So that you can't do. She's not going to fulfill her obligation as a yoledes. So what should she do in order to bring have a kosher pair? So we assume that the chatas is what determines what the pair is supposed to be. So since the chatas is a tor, she should tichbol, double, meaning bring a v'tavi olasa tor, and ignore the ben yonah that was brought as an ola, and you bring now you're supposed to bring an ola that's going to be another tor, because the chatas establishes whatever the type of bird you're supposed to have. And since the chatas was a tor, so the ola has to be a tor as well. Ola sa tor v'chatasa ben yonah, tichbol v'tavi, ola sa ben yonah. If the tor were an ola and the chatas were a ben yonah, so since the chatas is what decides, what determines what the species is supposed to be, so you have to bring another ben yonah as an ola, and then that's going to be a kosher pair. Ben azai omer hochan acharish, and I disagree. We don't assume that the chatas that establishes the type of bird that you're supposed to bring. But what was the first one that you brought? Even if the first one were an ola, if that were a ben yonah, so then bring another ben yonah to be a chatas. Of course, if the first that you bring is a chatas, and so whatever the chatas would be, so then you bring that as a second one. But it's lav davka that it's the chatas determines it. Whatever was brought first, that will determine the other type that's supposed to be brought. And then the Mishnah concludes, Ha'isha she'ivia chatasa umesa yaviu hayarshin olasa. A woman who, let's say, Yoledes, Zava, was obligated to bring a pair of birds, and she brought her chatas. And before she could bring her ola, she passed away. So the yorshim, those who inherit her, the heirs are supposed to bring the ola. Nothing wrong with bringing an ola after someone has passed away. But ola sa umesa. But if the other way, let's say the only one of the two birds of the pair she brought was an ola when she was alive, and then she passed away, lo yaviu hayorshim chatasa, because the chatas cannot be brought after someone has died. It's one of the five chatos hamesos that has to die. And that is where Mesu Be'aleha. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Bameh Devarim Amurim. So this is a question, a qualification on the first two prakim of the Mesechta, where we spoke about when the birds get mixed together, what are we supposed to do? So we had many halachos about that. But the Mishnah now qualifies and says that's all true, Bekoi Nimlach. That's a Kohen who went to the Nimlach, means to ask advice, to go to the Chachamim and say, what am I supposed to do with all of these birds that got mixed together? How am I supposed to conduct myself? Aval b'kohen she'eino nimlach. But let's say a kohen didn't ask the chachamim what to do. But what did he do? He had a mixture of the different birds, and he brought them by, and he sacrificed them by himself. Achas lazo v'achas lazo. Shtaim lazo v'shtaim lazo. Shalosh lazo v'shalosh lazo. Asa kulon lamala. Mechza kasher mechza pas. So the achas lazo v'achas lazo is, well, let's say he had a pair that were specifically for a particular woman and one for another woman. Or shtaim lazo v'shtaim lazo. He had two pairs. For one woman and two kinim for another woman. Shalosh, or there are three pair for one woman and three pair for the other woman. And what did he do? He brought them all as olos. How do I know? Because it says, asa kulam lamala. He did them all, the sprinkling of the blood for whatever he's bringing for these two women, if you brought them all lamala, or you sprinkle the blood above the chodasika, mechza kasha v'mechza pasul. The halacha is, if that half are going to be kosher, half are not going to be kosher. Why? Because half of the birds are supposed to be olos, so the olos that were, so that's okay. So half the pair are fine. You did them above the chodasikra, those are kosher, but half the pairs that were done are obviously not going to be kosher, because we only know, because if half the birds are supposed to be olos, only half of them did you sprinkle properly, assuming you sprinkled all of the blood in the same place above the chodasikra. Kula lamata, let's say you sprinkle the blood for all of them below the mizbeach, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. So also half of kosher, half of pasul. Of course, the ones that are chatos were offered correctly, and they are kosher. The olos, though, are not kosher. Chetzim lamala v'chetzim lamata. Let's say you wanted to be smart. I know half are olos, half are chatos. I'm going to offer half of them, sprinkle the blood above, and half below. So now, even less is kosher. Eshe lamala, the halacha of the ones that was sprinkled above, only mechza kosher, mechza pasul, only half of those are kosher. Eshe lamata, el mechza kosher, mechza pasul, and above, so now, in this case, you end up with the same number. But here, we have to assume that half of the ones above are kosher, because half of what you sprinkled above, are supposed to be olos. And below, we know half are chatos. So whatever half of the half that you have that you did below are going to be kosher, and half are obviously the chatos, but half are going to be pasul. Bartanur says, and what should the women do in this case, though, to take care of whatever obligation they have not fulfilled? So he says like this.
Since these kinim are for two women, they should bring one kain, a new pair, as partners. And they should make a tanai amongst themselves.
So in this case, a full kain was done above, a full pair was done above by the Kohen, and we said mechza chacham mechza pasul. So how do we cover ourselves? So you make this tanai, and we said, like, if from the first pair the ola was Leah's, tehei ba'achron chatas l'leah, so then the chatas of the second pair should be that of Leah, oipcha, or vice versa. We said the same thing. If the first one was chatas for Leah, so the achron in the second pair, so the opposite should be that of Leah's, and that way, and then you have and Rachel as well. And this way, we've taken care through this tanai, through this stipulation, we've taken care of the birds that were not done properly. And then he adds on, v'davka asa kain shalem lamala. That's all if you did a full pair above, where the Kohen actually sacrificed a full pair above the chodasikra, as we were discussing, where he did both pairs above, and then, okay, we say mechza chacha mechza pasul. Aval mechilei kakinim prey da achas lamal, prey da achas lamato. Let's say he separated the pairs, and he did one bird above, he sprinkled one bird below. Hakol kosher, everything's kosher. Why would that be okay? Sha'ani omer, ola lamal v'chatos lamato. I have the right to say that the ola was sprinkled above, and the chatos was sprinkled below. Shahakinim is parshim ba'asiyas kohen, because the kinim, they become designated when the kohen does the avoda. So since the kohen did the avoda, when the kohen does takes a full pair and does it above, so clearly that's a problem, because one is chatos, one is below, one is clearly not kosher. So then you make this tanai with the new pair that you bring. But if he separated the birds, did one above, one below, I don't know which is the chatas, which is the nolo, it doesn't matter, we don't know. The Kohen is the one who designated it, he's the one who designates it when he does the sprinkling. So therefore, if he sprinkles one above, we call that the ola, and the one below, that is the chatas.